On the men's side of the ledger, exciting things there as well. I know that it has been a long time. It was all the way back to September 9th of 2012 for the last victory for the men's program. So unfortunately, that was a string of 47 straight games without a win in between there. You pick up the 3-2 win in Red Deer yesterday. Just what was that like for your guys to be able to pull it out in the last game of the season?
Actually, it was a result that we felt that we were going to get. We knew we had a chance. In fact, all season we played really well. And the results have showed, even though we've not got a result this all season until yesterday. But we've been really close. We've been in there. Compared to the past, where we did get a bit of a hiding. This year, every game we've been within a goal or two. I mean, the game against State, when we played at home, you know, we were tied 2-2 before State scored the last 5 minutes. And so we've been close. And then yesterday, it was really exciting. We were 1-0 up within a minute of the game. And it looked all really rosy. And then Radio managed to tie and take the lead 2-1, and it became wobbly a bit, but the lads kept on digging away and felt, you know, they won something out of it, and they played the way they did. And then we scored the second, and then when we put the third away, Radio basically struggled, and we just dominated and probably could have put a couple more chances away as well. But you know, at the end of the day, at the end, game, it felt excited, and the players felt really, you know, exciting to win it. And after the game, back on the trip back home, on the bus, on the players said, you know, we're ready for next year kind of thing, and we're going to get everything ready to make sure that, you know, this feeling of victory yesterday is not going to be a one-off. It's going to be we're going to continue it next year when we start next season.
Yeah, how many players do you anticipate being able to have back for next year, Mackie?
I have a 19-team roster this year. One was injured, so he'll be back. I think I'll probably have about 10 returning. So that's a good core of players coming in. And then we've got a few recruits that I've been working with in the recent weeks already. So, you know, that's just going to strengthen the squad up as well. So, you know, it's looking positive there for sure.
Who did get your game-winning goal then yesterday for the men's side?
The game-winning goal went to Abdi Bukuru. In fact, it was a captain for him after Daniel Abreu made a huge run from halfway, taking about five players, had a shot, and the keeper saved it, and Abdi managed to just tap it in to get the winning goal. And Eric Potter scored the other two goals for us as well.
That's awesome. Again, you know, just for the men's program there, as you mentioned, you know, you're trying to build up both sides. So how much of a boost can this be going into next year for you?
I think, you know, with the goals going to playoffs, that makes it, you know, a lot easier to recruit players in terms of saying, you know, we are a quality program now. You know, we've made the playoffs and hopefully see where we go this year. With the men's, you know, the first win and an exciting win, it only will enhance opportunities to bring some players in. And we're going to keep the momentum going, obviously. So I think, you know, going forward, we just have to keep on building and setting up some standards as we go along.